Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said Tuesday he is not worried about President Donald Trump's refusal to concede after last week's national election, but that he thinks it is an embarrassment for Trump and the country. Trump, in trying to contest the election results, has kept his administration officials from cooperating with Biden's representatives to arrange a transition of power before the January 20th inauguration. The General Services Administration, a U.S. government agency, had refused to certify Biden's presumptive victory, keeping Biden officials from taking over office space in federal agencies, being assigned government email addresses, and receiving federal money to fund the transition. Biden said his team can get through without the funding, and he said the daily briefing would be useful, but not essential right now, as he is not yet the sitting president. Asked what he would tell Mr. Trump if the president were watching his news conference on Tuesday, Biden smiled and said, "Mr. President, I'll look forward to speaking with you." Well, Biden has received congratulatory telephone calls from several world leaders Tuesday, even as President Trump refuses to concede following the November 3rd election, a statement issued by transition officials for Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris said Biden took part in separate calls with leaders from Britain, France, Germany, and Ireland, thanking them for their congratulations. Statements said they discussed issues that included climate change and COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was one of the first leaders to reach out to President-elect Biden, even as President Trump's claim of fraud in the vote count. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News.